At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only 10 bucks every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
This is the Adam Carriker Show on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Boom! Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to the Adam Carriker Show here on 93.7 The Ticket. All right, it's got to be a quick, hard-hitting segment. And then we got Michigan insults Nebraska, kind of, sort of, in a roundabout way. Husker football roundup and a whole lot more. But Nebraska volleyball. All right, one of the best, the nation's best volleyball programs traveled 160 miles to play a spring match in a 1,750 capacity high school gym in a town of 2,100 people, Ord, Nebraska. All right. Let's see. The Nebraska volleyball team posted a four-set sweep, 25-18, 25-19, 25-17, 25-19 in their spring match win over South Dakota State in front of a sold-out crowd of 1,750. Again, that's almost the entire town of Ord in the high school, all right, auditorium or gymnasium this past Saturday afternoon. The Huskers capped their spring season winning all 8 of the sets they played. Harper Murray had 12 kills, 7 digs, 5 blocks, 2 aces, and yes, a partridge in a pear tree. All right, Nebraska volleyball looks very good so far. Nebraska basketball. Nebraska coach Fred Hoiberg announced Monday that Tulsa transfer Jared Garcia has signed with the Nebraska men's basketball program for the 2025-2026 season. Garcia, 6'9", 245-pound forward from Houston, Texas, spent the last 2 years at Tulsa, where he played in 48 games for the Golden Hurricanes. He has 1 year of eligibility remaining. All right, Jake. A lot of transfer additions, which we knew Nebraska basketball needed. Not a surprise. Didn't know what it would look like. Real quick before we take this quick break here. All right.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only 10 bucks every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
Yeah, a little bit about the guys on board so far. How much do you think this addition can help make an impact and the new additions as a whole for Nebraska basketball potentially next year?
Well, I think Garcia definitely helps kind of with your front court depth, 6'8", 240, a forward that can come in and help. Not particularly adept at shooting from beyond the arc, so that's a little bit different. Maybe can attack a little bit different ways than a lot of what Nebraska is going to be doing. So we'll see. He's just kind of intriguing. I want to learn a little bit more about him because he was the Tulsa's third leading scorer, but he only got, well, per game, but he only got 17 minutes per game. So that kind of tells you maybe he's some sort of offense off the bench or some sort of thing. So I have to do a little bit more digging there. But certainly a guy, if for nothing else, they seem to, once again, like they have been doing the last couple of years, getting enough guys in to compete for spots. There might be one or two guys that end up not getting a whole lot of playing time. But, with the Nebraska basketball team, that's where you want to be. There's been years, where guys maybe are playing when they not necessarily should be. So I again think that it's going to be competitive to get out there on the floor for Fred Hoiberg's team.
I love that he brings a different skill set. We brought in a lot of guys who can shoot from beyond the arc, a lot of guys who could potentially score, put points on the board. Maybe he'll bring a little bit more of a different skill set down low, something that can complement some of the other guys already brought in. All right, real quick, before we go to break, you watched the Kentucky Derby at all?
No, I did not.
Definitely I could see you being a hat guy. I could see you getting into the hats. Me, I just wear the same hat every day, wear it the same way. I'm very unoriginal when it comes to hats. I could see you being a hat guy.
I'd like to, but I feel like I would be faking it because I just want to try it one day, but I'm not a veteran. I feel like after you do it once, maybe you'll feel more like you're part of the Derby.
All right. The craziest stat I've seen about this year's Kentucky Derby is that every single horse in this year's race is the descendant of Secretariat.
I saw that too.
That's crazy. All right, ladies and gentlemen, don't go anywhere. We shall return.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting six crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus four biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.